I will be recording as well.
There. Buttons.
Don't say buttons hit.
Wait, I'm just accidentally opened RuneScape. Give me a
second. All right. By accident. Okay,
hold on. How did you miss the sync button and hit RuneScape?
I'll tell you after. Sync. Because I needed to go onto Discord to mute myself. But right next to Discord is RuneScape.
Should I play RuneScape?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about playing RuneScape.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about playing RuneScape.
Hey, guys. I'm kind of thinking about playing RuneScape.
Hey, guys. I've got this great idea.
Welcome, dude!
I peaked so hard for you.
For free? God damn.
Welcome back to another episode of the Z Team. I am your games master, unfocusing and all. I am Sky, and with me are my ever benevolent players. This is the wonderful Engines here streaming for us.
Hey,
Engines, who are you playing?
I am playing Fitch, handy copper tool.
We got Coop. Coop, who are you playing?
Hey, I'm playing Daphne Tosselbottom.
Can my copper tool meet your tassel button?
I suppose that took three episodes.
I mean, if you play it right.
We got Onyx.
Hi, it's me. I'm playing Francis B. Birmingham. How do you do?
Everyone is like extra.
We no longer have Onyx. And Olive.
I'm playing Nia Youngbrook.
Alright, how's Nia doing?
Vibin, positively vibin.
Well, yeah, she's going home.
To die.
She's gone home. To die. Yeah.
To die.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that yet.
All no, right, we do. That's what makes it more fun. Yeah.
So in the previous episode, you guys managed to find yourself in the investigator's office. You were searching kind of around the bodies and all that until suddenly you decided to have a look at that crow that had been spying on you and recording you. It had been eviscerated, so you did have to like kind of piece its part in its memory bank. I guess you called it a black box, which was fun. After playing it into the computer, you saw its last minute recording. After that, you're attacked by a shadow beast. That was a very much not that difficult of a fight, but you guys did pretty well, I think. Two of you weren't even like hurt.
I was fine.
Yeah.
I was messed up. I got hit hard.
I almost died.
That's true. And after that, you guys said, well, that was great. We're going to head out now. your guys' names are awful trying to remember. So Handy, Daphne, and Francis all headed to a bar to try to drink this off and figure out what was going on with the case. Nia, on the other hand, was like, nope, that's too much for me. I'm going back to school. As the three of you went to the tavern, you guys discussed about next plans, and the tavern owner was just like, well, hey, if you ever go down or get hurt by one of those, you're going to turn into one of them. So if you've got a friend there, you should help him out. And you were like, well, shit. Nia, you got back to your wonderful place, and what you unfortunately encountered here was a name of a gentleman standing in your room of a deceased person. The one and only.
So there's a person in my room.
Yes, and they are arresting you.
You do recognize the name from the... Oh, wait, no. You wouldn't have known. Never mind.
So I'm being arrested once again.
Yep.
Hot. You gonna cuff me, officer?
All right, so.
Do you guys remember the name?
I
think whatever you wrote it down.
I think I wrote it down in my notes. Give me a moment, character
sheet. It was the badge that Onyx stole?
Yeah. No. That was Dola's intact.
Yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah, I just wrote down Dolan.
Perfect.
Howdy, darling.
Yes, hi, Mio. Chill. Okay. So I'm like, okay, so what am I being arrested for this time?
Well, you're just escaping custody. You were supposed to be at the precinct.
Sorry to tell you, but everybody there kind of died very violently.
He kind of scratches his chin, and he goes, well, that's a funny story. Why don't we head on down there and see everyone that's dead?
Okay. You'll see the same thing I saw when I left, so...
He puts back on his helmet and pulls down the neck visor and then kind of gestures to you. I'll follow you. You know where to go then.
I sure do. Great, more walking.
What if this is like a time loop and all of it is actually like the shadow beast that we killed in the precinct?
Yo, spoilers. Furiously writes.
Oh shit, that's so much better than what I had planned. So you and Dulles, you head down out of the university, past the gates, and you start to head for the train line. You see your three friends walking out.
Wait, we're friends?
Well, trauma bonding buddies.
Yeah. Trauma buddies. Yay.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's like people who hang out after Final Destination.
So does it seem like Dalit has seen them yet?
Well, he doesn't recognize them. If you're like looking for any sort of like, if you're looking to his eyes, he's just like, citizens, I'm here for you.
So do they, are y'all looking at me? Like y'all see me?
Yeah. I'm probably pointing at you at this point.
I look at y'all and I just shake my head like very seriously.
You're like, going to die.
No. Dulles stops and he looks at you, Andy, and he just goes, move on, automaton. This ain't the place.
But she's going to die.
Okay, we should probably explain before you misinterpret.
She's got a baby inside.
technically.
I look at y'all and I go, sorry, I'm trying to think of how to say this. I look at y'all and say, we can talk about this later. Officer Dalit here is taking me back to the station.
Why the hell would you want to go back to that blood splattered place?
Officer Dalit here is taking me back because I shouldn't have left.
You're going to turn into a dog.
Okay.
That thing downed you, and that means that you are probably going to turn into one of those unless we can find you a cure. We do not have time for you to go to this stupid precinct.
Oh my god, idiots. Officer Dalit here is taking me to the precinct.
Now, I love that you're mispronouncing my name on purpose, but it's starting to grow old.
Dalit? Who is this Dalit fellow? All I know is Officer Dulles Entak.
That would be me.
Oh, hi. Oh, fuck! Wait a minute! Guys, I think
you're also meant to be dead.
Yeah, you died.
He kind of furrows his brow at you and he goes,
I didn't see your face.
This is enough. Three of you, you're coming with us. Come with me.
Oh my god. Idiots.
Wait, what? But he's dead. Dead.
Turn, start walking towards that train.
Fuck you. I'm a
Bethel. Whoa!
Whoa.
Francis is starting to get a little twitchy.
He goes for this little star badge on his chest, and he picks it up and he goes, now are you resisting arrest there, Francis P. Burnia?
Francis pulls out his own badge and is like, you want to, he starts getting a little pissed off, you want to fucking tear it?
What name is written on your badge?
Make a dex save as he whips the star at you.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah! Dex save? 17.
Yeah, you pass the only take.
Oh, God.
You only take.
Heard that, too.
Mm-hmm. you only take 7 damage.
And then Francis is going to toss his. Yeah!
Make a dex attack roll.
I was like, me make a dex save? What's going on here?
Counter turn.
Proficient with this, or what's up?
No.
Okay. Like, the audacity of this guy.
I don't know, are you proficient throwing shurikens? You tell me.
I mean, if it counts as a dart.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Fuck, it might. Oh, alright, whatever. Get your proficiency in on that.
It's a 17 to hit.
Yeah, that would it.
These are the stun ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
roll 46.
I'm tasing the police, boys.
Jesus Christ. I'm just glad they haven't thrown one at me yet.
Yeah, me too.
I'll go down like a lead something that's heavy.
Okay, it's 14 points of damage. Or stun.
He kind of shudders, and then his eyes grow wide, and he drops, and his body formulates into an ooze.
Yo!
Before, like, coagulating on the ground and bubbling.
Piece of shit, I knew he was dead. Nobody tricks Francis B.
Does that mean he's a dog?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Is this the same type of goop from earlier that was coming out of the police officers' bodies?
Yes.
Mm. Ew.
Ow. No, that means they all had an ooze escape and they were all walking around.
Oh,
fuck. Ah, oh, this is going to be a problem.
Oh, because the dog killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Everyone keep your eye out for my crow.
Oh, no.
Sky, whenever he kind of, like, went back to his oozy form, did the handcuffs go away?
Yes. You're no longer handcuffed.
The handcuffs turned to ooze as well. Turns out the dog killed the handcuffs.
Let's go.
I declare war on all handcuffs.
Ah, so,
I think an apology is in order. You, treating us like we were fools, but, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, officer. I don't know what came over. Wait, where'd the officer go?
He's the pile of ooze.
Oh my God, he's ooze! Who was that? Dolan?
Deborah.
Well, poor Deborah. Whatever happened to them?
What are you Shame. Taking levels into barbarian?
Anyway, Francis is going to be like, why do I have a... I have a star sticking out of me. Somebody pull it out. Somebody pull it out. Somebody pull it out. Please.
I pull it out.
Ah, thank you.
Not gently.
Oh. Ah, fuck. You're not a medical bot.
No.
It's fine. I have this little... Francis pulls out a syringe and injects it into his arm. And I'm casting cure wounds on myself.
Okay.
I'm glad you have something like that, because I'm all...
Ooh, baby, I rolled an 8. Let's go. So I get 11 hit points back.
Do we need to find the name of all the other officers that died?
No.
Okay.
I mean, are we under the assumption that because this is an officer, that all officers are now ooze people?
Yes.
Okay. We need to get to the underground. We need to get hidden. Just something. Want to go back to that tavern we were just at?
Yes. I like that tavern.
Yeah, let's go back to that tavern. We need to figure out with
Nia, how to deal with the creation growing inside of her.
Yep.
We could squeeze it out of her.
Electricity seems to work.
I pull out my badge.
Shock each other.
No. It's been a very long day, and if you throw that at me, I'm going to hit you.
I see no downside. I'm not a medibot. I need some assistance on whether I should be throwing this star at the poor young lady or we should put it away.
Dabney.
Yes?
Do you think we could make some sort of alchemical solution?
I mean, probably. I would need some time to actually analyze it and study it and possibly find some sort of counter solution. It would take me at least 8 hours.
Is there any more? Is there any of that ooze left on the ground, Sky, or did it all just go away?
You can make an alchemical check to try to see if you can scoop some up.
I will help. Would that be? I think we'd all help.
Do you have an alchemist kit?
I don't, but Dabney probably does.
I have a dustpan and brush.
Well, then.
It burns off the bristles of the brush, and you don't have a dustpan. So just... Cool.
Whoops.
No,
I got this. I got some vials.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Go ahead, Dabney.
Yeah, Dabney.
Where
you got them dice?
That will be plus...
Just your proficiency.
Plus my proficiency. Okay. That's not going to be much. That's an 11. Ooh. Sorry, 12.
You don't get a lot of good, mostly because you guys sat around here talking while it dissolved. So what little bit you did get, you might be able to make something out of it.
Okay.
But you got one shot. Unless you kill more of these, in which case, really good work.
GG, well done.
Okay, well, I got the sample. Let's head back.
To a lab.
Seriously,
are you going back to your lab?
Drop M&M in here?
Honestly, it probably would be best if we did go back to Daphne's lab.
And Daphne, where is your lab?
Yeah, where is your lab?
The city is split up into three sections, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of like in the middle section, I believe. Because it was one of the only places that they could still get one, I think.
Okay. Yeah, you guys walk back to the train you were going, kind of coming from, and you guys... you hop on. It's your standard like rail car system. Within the city, there's no payment. That me saying like that, you can leave the city on the train is insane, but it is free.
Bus pass.
The train just leaves, crashes into the ground below, and you guys get the bus pass, which is excellent. And you kind of probably takes you about an hour here of traveling here. Before you eventually find the rickety concrete shack that is Daphne's lab.
Oh, no.
Now, if it takes an hour, I know that trains and trams are very hard to rest on.
You guys want to do a short rest?
Try to, at least. Hopefully there's not that one person sitting across from me coughing all the time.
I just say each of you can roll a... I almost said a rest check. You can roll me a luck check. A 16 or higher means you don't get rest.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I don't hire you to need it.
You want low.
Woo! 8.
Okay. 12.
The gay dice are helping me. Actually, sorry. No, they're hurting me. I got a nat 20. Oh my god, come on.
So everybody else is rest. You go to sit away from everybody because you're still not sure about them. And there's literally just like an older gentleman who's like, "You like jazz, kid?" And you're like, just like a New York subway at 12 in the morning. You were just getting blasted by a mariachi band.
And the entire time, I am death glaring the shit out of him.
Oh, she's going to tip well. Just going to town on his sense. All right. So you guys get to Davni's lab here. Some of you were able to get a rest. Looks like Handy didn't want to rest at all. I guess he was fine. You don't get anything back on a short rest, right?
I thought you got hit dice?
Yeah,
like hit dice if you want to spend them. I just rolled 2 tens on my barbarian hit dice. I'm feeling pretty good.
Because I know some classes get some things back on short rest. Like you can get arcane points and stuff like that.
Might get my sorcerer points, but I don't think so.
Sorcerer points, I believe, is long rest, so.
Yeah. I'm going to have to use like all of my hit dice just to get my HP back.
Ow. I mean, that's fair. Hopefully there's no combat left.
You know what? It should be fine.
39.
Just got close enough to kick.
Is this your specific lab, or do you co-own it with a bunch of people?
I believe, like, Davni works with his partner, Philip. They technically are renting the space for the lab. So it's just like, there's just like a big building that they're just like, this is the perfect building for like a lab. And then they rented out the space, renovated it for the lab area, and then just have been going at it from there.
How long have you known Philip?
A good number of years. Davni and Philip have went to the same university to study like alchemy and all this kind of stuff, so they've known each other for a good while. I would say probably around 10 years at least.
Okay. Philip's gone home for the night, obviously. You don't really need to work late into the hours unless you guys are on crunch time or doing commission work. Right now it's a bit slow for you guys, so you're just trying to come up with new concoctions or trying to find different contracts. As you unlock the door there, an old record kind of bounces a little bit, as it was never, the needle was never taken up or stopped. I would say it's modestly sized. You guys have probably like a couple old couches and like a sitting area for people who come in and want to request certain things. A little like counter for you guys to run your till on. And then everything else behind that is a small doorway and then just tons of labs and tinctures and different paraphernalia and medical equipment.
Perfect. All right, so you guys can either come in the back with me and watch me work, which will probably impede my work, or you can stay out here and, And then he's just going to start scuttling off into the back area.
I may be able to help you, Davni, with some of the heat requirements.
Yes, actually, that would be really useful. Okay, come along.
Yay, I get to do stuff.
I'm going to start cleaning.
That's probably for the best. It does not look
there
the best.
There's cobwebs and dust everywhere. So, like, you know,
I just imagine your brain just like has like two functions. You walk in, you're like, not needed. All right. Without even a word, Nia's just like, I don't know, formulating there, and you're just immediately sweeping a small square in the store. What does Nia do?
Nia's gonna take a nap.
I'm gonna take a nap right here.
Not too far from any of Olive's characters, Nia goes for a nap.
Nia needs rest.
Yeah. Red Warrior needs food badly. you take a nap. You start cleaning. And we go into the back rooms. Oh, God. I don't want to be here.
Oh, no.
Help.
Y'all lost.
The office space, please. You get there, you kind of shrug your coat off, place your keys down, all your belongings, and then you just grab this. What would you like to do with it?
I think he would probably study the ooze's properties at first, and then see if there was any way to track the change that might happen amongst any of the molecules or cells, and then see if there's a way to reverse that.
Okay. Give me a survival check, because you're technically studying a creature.
And can I be giving him assistance on this, the help action?
Sure, you can be taking notes for him as he observes.
Using, like, shocking grasp and produce flame to see if it how it reacts to hot and electricity.
Sure. Why not?
The defeated look in your eyes.
It's science, man. We're going to do science.
He's putting up a good point. What am I going to be like? No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Do it by the book.
There's no help actions in D&D. You've been lied to.
So with the help action, is that just adding your proficiency bonus to it, or...?
No, with the help action, you're rolling with advantage and taking the better result.
Okay. Just want to... Okay, the first roll was definitely better. 16?
Okay, so...
Second roll would have been a 5.
You obviously know this about, through the history books, and maybe what you've read through university, the Shadow Beasts are creatures spawned of shadow, but they are from the Feywild, and they're from people's dreams. So what you're technically looking at is, like, this... This is its cells, basically, and it can use this to formulate back into other creatures. Now, you've technically destroyed its consciousness, so it is just mindless ooze right now. And it cannot grow any further unless, you know, it absorbs nothing to find a consciousness. Like an oublier.
Oh, so it needs a host.
Yes. But right now, it is no longer a fey shadow beast creature. This is just mindless ooze kind of grossly turning around with the shocks and the flames from Frank.
Do... I know if it has any specific type of weakness, like to fire or electricity.
Yes. it is resistant, so like it doesn't react at all to the fire and lightning, but because it absorbs it, you're able to understand that it has a resistance to that. Any sort of acidic base you also kind of drop in there, nothing. Extreme cold, nothing.
Okay, well, it doesn't seem like we can kill it, so, if we could somehow extract it, we might have that chance.
Shadow warmer.
It does seem to be highly resistant to elemental properties.
Mm-hmm.
If only we had one of those. Oh, what are they called? Holy people? I know they're a rarity these days in the city.
I mean, yeah, who needs religion these days? sorry.
I don't know, I might need to pray a little bit after all the shit I've seen.
Let me put my yarmulke on.
Might need to go to a confessional. I've seen dead people.
You could create radiant energy if you wanted to.
Oh.
What you have in the lab here. You could give me an alchemical check to try to create this holy energy, infused by, like, sun-stored energy. Mm-hmm. And test it.
Might be on your own on that one. I'm not much of an alchemist.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
That would be 16.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yeah, you're using, like, solar and, like, stuff that can be absorbed into, like, black-colored ink that just absorbs all that. You put it into this mixture and it starts to glow a little bit. And as you kind of drop it into the vial, it sears it right through and leaves a small hole.
Ooh.
If this thing could scream, it would be.
Okay, I think we got something. Although, I think it's going to hurt Nia at the same time. But that could be the ooze talking through her. Let's try it.
Yeah, it's what we're going to have to do. If that thing transforms her into it or bursts out of her chest, she won't survive anyway.
Hmm. Fair
in
point.
The name of science, let's do it. Human casualties are only part of the process, right?
Yeah.
Well, what can I say? Good luck to Nia.
Nia!
So you guys, this probably took you guys about an hour of... You guys pop out. The area... you know, spotless. And you just see, like, Dandy, like, extendo-legged up to the ceiling, like, scrubbing down the rafters, and just... And wow. Nia's asleep on the couch.
We have a janitor. He doesn't even do that. You are quite impressive, Handy.
Thank you. I think she's dead.
Oh, no.
Yes. So as you guys get closer to Nia on the couch, during this time, Nia, something's been eating at your subconscious this entire time, but you've kind of been pushing it away, just thinking of his fatigue. I need a con save.
Oh, that's not good.
That is a grand ol'
Duke of York.
18.
Oh,
jeez.
Well done. So as you're sleeping, you feel this encroaching darkness on you, but you're able to kind of push it away and think of better things and school and just, like, trying to get through the next day is more what you're focusing on than this fucking creature at the back of your subconscious. What you guys see is... You don't have a neck, right? Or are you in human form right now?
I am in human form right now.
All right. On their neck, you do see, like, this black ooze kind of formulating.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so next time, if this kind of stuff happens, Handy, just inform us before it gets this bad. And Daphne's just going to, like, rush over to her and, like, kneel beside and then slowly start... pouring the vial into her mouth.
And Francis is going to hold her down.
And I'm going to watch.
Get ready. She might attack us.
Yeah.
Guess my crossbow's out. What do you want from
me? No. Not like that. No.
Nia, you are woken up. You've got hands on your chest and a vial of something is being poured down your throat.
Whoa.
Well, just like on shoulders and stuff like that, right? not just like that.
That's a violation.
We at the Z Team do like consent.
Yes.
Like.
Okay.
Am I feeling any pain or anything?
Do you resist,
like that?
Or do you just kind of let it happen?
There's a very hard moment of role playing.
Daphne would probably see you open your eyes and just be like, "Okay, so." We're trying to help you,
no,
but
I'm
it's
resisting.
A help to swallow.
give me an opposed athletics against Francis.
Oh, fuck.
That's not good. You need to hold her down.
My athletics is a 5.
Okay, the gay dice are in my favor today for sure. I'm gonna have to start taking pictures of my rolls.
What you get?
Another nat 20.
I got an 18 minus one on athletics, so 17.
Fuck. Yeah, I got a 5. Damn it.
I
assist at this point, or am I just too busy watching?
How were you assisting? Were you just like kind of standing there ready to help?
Well, yeah, so I was watching over, and I got told to be ready, and I got crossbows out. They said no good crossbows, so I put them back. And then, I'm just sort of...
So I feel like you're in the process of switching the crossbows back to regular hands or cleaning tools because you're not too sure. Like, if I'm not needed, I guess I'll go back to clean. And then as you're kind of, like, drifting, you see her kick up, and she kind of pushes Francis back. And that vial, I'm going to get you to make a reflex check, Daphne, so you don't drop. So you don't drop the vial.
And reflex is dex, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yes, stuck in Pathfinder. That's not good.
Oh my god.
That's,
can I assist
anybody?
It's
gonna be 4.
4? You can make a 4. Dive check. I'll let you, Handy. To dive and see if you can grab the vial.
Is this another dex save?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Well, that's good, as I can roll a d4 as well, because I'm built for success, motherfucker. So let's go.
I'm not, I'm just a little gnome.
That little noise! Hey.
So that's that's a 9 overall.
Okay.
You're gonna die now.
You die for it. Your hand outstretched. You punch that thing into the side of a wall. You take 5 radiant damage as this thing punches a hole through your acidic radiant damage. Nia, you're just kind of this is the chaos that has ensued.
Shit.
I'm going to on Fuck, I'm trying to remember. Okay, Francis. I'm going to use Mystic Charm on him. I'm going to try to charm him.
What the fuck?
So, what? Charisma saving throw, bud.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you're doing this in combat, technically.
I guess it would be.
Oh, boy.
God damn.
I got an 18. Natural. Oof. I have no charisma bonus, so.
Wait, Francis P. Burningham has no charisma?
No way.
No,
he
I don't believe it.
With presence. He acts with presence, but does not have the charisma.
Back it up.
Weirdly, the face of the group is actually me.
Yeah. It is. Francis is too busy, like, going, no, the vial! It was the only way to save Nia!
The man has a backbone of a bag of flour.
His punching bag is full of cotton candy and glitter.
So when it breaks.
So that definitely fails then.
Damn it.
So I try to charm you, I guess. He would feel it even if it failed, right?
Like, so does it work like charm person?
As an action, you beguile one human you can see within 120 feet of you. The target must succeed in a charisma saving throw or be charmed by you until the end of your next turn.
We can so treat it like charmed person and that effect of, like, if it doesn't go through, you understand what was trying to happen.
All right, Francis, you understand that I just tried to charm you?
I'm flattered.
Francis just looks at the destroyed vial and says, well, Nia, that was about the only way we were going to save you. So,
enjoy death.
You can't just pour something into somebody's mouth while they're asleep and hold them down.
You seen your neck? We thought you were dead.
Yeah,
I've been asleep for an hour. Wake me up. Tell me what's going on.
He said you were dead. We thought it was too late.
Try to wake me up. There's no harm in it.
Look, if him cleaning and making Hoover noises didn't wake you up.
I nearly died today.
Yeah, I just walk around making those noises.
You start cleaning up the vial.
I nearly died today. I've been arrested twice. What do you... Yes, I'm gonna sleep really hard.
What do you mean nearly? You're still going to die.
Okay, well, that's besides the point.
Mio.
Is that your dog side coming through?
Man, that duck has really followed us a far away.
Sorry, we panicked.
We did panic, yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
We were kind of on a timetable. Oh boy. Maybe we can cut the stuff off her neck and recreate. Oh no, wait, we don't need the stuff, we just need a new vial of radiant power. Which we don't have the stuff for, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I can create, like, I can magically produce an experimental elixir, but I need, like, an 8-hour rest in which to do that.
Can you guys at least tell me what is going on? Because I don't think y'all even explained this to me yet.
Okay.
You're turning
I'm
into a dog.
I'm pretty sure Daphne did.
Exactly what Handy just said.
Okay.
Handy, explain
it. Which I've said twice now.
Yeah, explain it.
You're turning into a dog.
A little better than that.
Yeah, that doesn't explain anything.
The dog we fought in the precinct was a shadow dog from the Feyrealm. You are turning into the shadow dog from the Feyrealm.
I'm gonna be honest with you. What?
You've been infected.
Well, what is not a statement? That is a question.
I've been...
Grammar nuts.
Would you like me to explain it again?
No, because I don't think it's going to help coming from you.
Okay.
Okay, we know it sounds weird, and you probably are looking for some sort of proof. But in all honesty, the proof is coming from your neck. You are oozing the same stuff that was in the officer that arrested you the second time, and in those officers back in the precinct. Is there a mirror that Daphne can, like, use to show
Gets
Nia?
Out your mobile.
I was gonna say, do I feel, like, any pain from it, or...?
No, but if you go up to touch it, it definitely, like, doesn't feel great.
It's like a pulsing cyst.
Yeah. Oh. Like, if you press on it too hard, it hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
As for the mirror, I don't imagine, unless you have a small bathroom here, you could take it over. You could hold up, like, a silver plate.
Yes.
Yeah, Daphne will, like, run back into the lab and find, like, a silver tray and then just bring it out.
Alright, I see it, and I'm like, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a bathroom here?
Yeah. Yes. We don't have one for guests. You have to walk through the lab and take the second door on the left, not the first door. Trust me, don't go in there.
Well, what's behind it?
Alchemical ingredients and stuff like that.
Oh, that's boring. Okay. Second door on left then?
Yeah.
Cool. Alright. I walk that way.
As Nia leaves the room, Daphne is going to be like, oh, thank God she bought that.
Handy, I think you did an excellent job explaining it to her.
Thank you.
Straight to the facts. No bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, at least she's on our side. Now we gotta figure out how to create more.
Yeah, here's the question. What if she jumps out the bathroom window?
Then you, my friend, have been stood up.
What do you mean?
Because we can't quite let her roam around. She would be a danger to the public.
You could, we could restrain her. With her permission, of course.
That's how restraint works. You ask for permission first.
Yeah. They call it BDSM, I think.
Bards, Dungeons, Jesus. Sorcery, and Magic.
Big Dungeons, Sorcerer, Magic.
Big Daddy, no. Oh,
boy. So...
I'm not overly sure she will be okay with you restraining her. She has already walked off.
Yeah, but she might come back.
Do you think she's the type to ask to go to the toilet?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No. I'm just so tired.
Let's go check the bathroom.
Nia, what did you do?
I go to the bathroom. And... is there a window in there?
Yeah. Not easy entrance or exit. It is like a dingy thing, so it's probably one of those like small ones way above that you have to like push open. It only opens up like halfway and...
Is there a mirror or anything in this bathroom?
Yeah, it probably gets cleaned once a month.
Okay.
Just like the rest of the shop.
That's not good.
I'm just saying.
So, I'm going to... Since I've had a short rest, I can do this without exhaustion. But I'm going to... revert back to kind of the natural appearance, which is a horrible looking terrifying like humanoid tentacle creature. I'm gonna try to see if I can still see the mark.
Yeah, where your consciousness is where it's kind of wrapped close towards now. So it moves with it.
Gotcha. Trying to see. And it does feel like it's kind of getting worse as time goes on.
Yes.
So, trying to think. In school, during all my classes and stuff, I would imagine there would have been a point at which we were using radiant energy for, you know, something, or radiant, like, you know, yeah. Being what I am, because I don't really know what interactions there are between what I am and stuff like that. How has, like, kind of radiant stuff affected me in the past? Because I don't know how that would.
Remind me, is your creature type is an aberration, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't say on your stat book that you are resistant to radiant, right?
I see nothing about that.
Okay. Then I would assume... For the use of my brain and understanding this, you were seemingly neutral towards radiant.
Okay.
At the point of, like, you can take damage from it like any other normal human, I guess.
But I'm not particularly, like, weak against it or anything.
No. Because you're not a creature of the void, but you're not a creature of undeath.
Okay, okay. I'm just making sure, because I don't know exactly how aberrations work.
Right.
Pour that stuff in you, you just start melting. Whoops.
A lot of them are tentacle monsters.
Yeah.
Or slads.
Yeah, aberrations are really just creatures not from, you know, the plane that you're currently on. So they just have a weird way of working. That's all.
Gotcha. Slads are scary.
Yes. So are flumps.
Okay. Then I would say give me a second, I'm just reading this real quick. Okay. So I kind of see that, and I just kind of let out a big, you know, sigh, and I'm just... yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Have they kind of, like, walked up yet, or...?
I mean, you probably hear footsteps as they kind of go close. This place is not soundproof. This is a dingy shack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this will add some exhaustion, but I'm going to go ahead and change back.
Okay. So you formulate back into a human female, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and walk out, or like open the door, and I guess are they right there?
Hi.
Daphne would not have come along. He probably is still in the waiting area.
Yeah. Handy and I were. Would Handy have come with Francis? Yes. Handy and I were worried, weren't we, Handy?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the thing gone now that you shifted and everything like that?
No.
Nope. Good lord.
The big blob's still there.
Yeah. Nice.
Damn.
We were worried you were going to run away.
Yeah.
So we came to find you and ask your permission if we can tie you up.
Yeah.
Well, at first I was going to say, no, I'm not running away, but now I'm considering it again.
It is for your and our safety.
Yeah, trust me, if something happens, it's going to be a problem anyway. I don't think tying me down is going to help much.
You know what? She's not entirely wrong, Handy. If you think about it, these things can teleport.
That is correct. They can move through shadow.
Yeah.
So tying her up would be pointless, but is this what you wanted to do?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it a little more clearly, it doesn't seem like the right move.
I agree. Shall we try and make some radiant solution?
Yeah, but I think we need a priest.
She's infected, not possessed.
No. Priests have from what I've known and learned, is that priests have their own alchemical processes for creating radiant sources in the form of holy water, as they call it.
Perfect for sipping.
I see.
I use it in my Kool-Aid jug.
It's for long
time. So even though apparently they use a lot of silver, it's like 25 gold pieces of silver to make that shit. Holy fuck. But apparently they use silver in the process. So either we can use silver ourselves to recreate the process, or we get an actual priest. I'm up for either option.
I am as well. Mia, do you have an opinion?
I want another nap.
I'm not sure that is an opinion.
Yeah. That's a statement.
Don't you stop. This is my thing.
Oh. Thanks, geniuses. I figured that one out by myself. But, no. I mean, it's not like I have much of a space or anything for opinion. Just gotta get rid of it. So, find what you need, I guess.
I suggest you stay with us in your company. So, if something bad does happen, we can kill you straight away.
You want me to stay here, right?
Yes.
Then stop saying stuff like that.
I am only telling you facts.
Oh, I'm so glad Daphne is not a part of this.
Would you like me to lie instead?
No, because I figure you wouldn't be great at that either. Yeah, I'm going to go take another nap. So, yeah, I'm going to go do that.
She is not wrong.
Handy.
AES going to take 8. Take a long rest.
Well,
yeah, apparently, I intend to.
Apparently, to get Coop's mystery mixture, we do need to take the 8 hours for him to concoct it, apparently.
So, Nia and Daphne could, in theory, stay behind, long rest, and then... If you guys want to do plan B, Handy and Francis can go off try to find a priest.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't Robot Gnome and a Fire Ganassi going to find some religious folk?
That would be brilliant. Do you know your religion is a lie?
Are you talking about gods exist?
They do. I know.
Handy.
Yes.
Yes. You are a blue pin.
No, I am a copper droid.
Yeah, he can't lie worth a shit. All right. He only needed to
fucking
say
ask
yes.
him to.
He only needed to say yes. Yeah. So I like that plan. You two rested out while Handy and.
I mean, I can probably last quite a bit longer without like sleep and anything. But are you good?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I've only used, like, really one of my things of a skill kit, and...
Oh, yeah, but I also meant the fact that it's, like, midnight.
Is it midnight?
No, it's, like, 4 a.m, actually, isn't it? Yeah.
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Six, I mean, it's not, like, it's going to take us 15 hours to find a priest.
No, of course. It's just, realistically, would you... This cool? You being, like, squishy person...
Have Handy explain it to Francis.
I'll probably say in about 4 to 5 hours, you will just be getting exhaustion. That's all.
Yeah. Does Handy start to see the baggy eyes under Francis's?
Francis, you are looking very tired. Should you not lie down and sleep too?
You seem unwell, friend.
You look like hammered shit.
Well, I know you're not lying.
I can watch over you while you sleep.
That's very comforting to know.
And almost creepy.
You just fall asleep and he's just looming, eyes straight down at you.
Doing the Michael Jackson like tilt.
How long have you been like that?
8 hours.
Great!
Wow! Loving this!
I feel like I was properly watched.
there's like 12 people behind him just waiting, like he's not turning.
Yeah, there's a ready shoot. Sorry, we wanted you to get asleep and we just waited. Yeah, you're probably not wrong, Handy. May as well get some sleeps in myself. And do you need to sleep?
No, I need to charge. I will shut down.
I don't know if Daphne has a plug-in or not for you.
He's a micro USB.
Lightning charger.
Type fucking C. Don't do you anymore.
Type C. What is that?
Do you have the fast charge one? Yeah, you guys all kind of relax. Yeah. You crash on the couches, some chairs, and just kind of take your 8 hours.
I'm just going to be really creepy and just sit down next to everybody and just like...
hum.
It's like no movement. Just...
it sounds like a fucking microwave.
No, I'm more like your fridge. You know, it's the comforting hum. It's not the obnoxious loud one with a beep at the end. Beep, oh, imagine if beep. I did that after 6 hours. Beep, beep.
It just wakes everybody up at like...
at that, if it's like 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, we're going to be woken up in about 3 hours or so.
Why, is Phil coming home?
Well, that depends. Is this a weekend or a weekday?
It's a Thursday.
Nobody works on the weekend.
But maybe you got Friday off?
It was maybe? A Thursday, yeah.
Not sure.
So, yeah, during your sleep, Olive, it gets worse. It's harder and harder to fight this creature. So I'm going to get you to roll a con save now with the gay dice with disadvantage.
Let's go, gay dice.
Wah, wah, wah.
I have unfortunate news.
Oh, crap. You're turning into a robot.
two.
Jesus.
Perfect.
Basically what I was expecting.
The gay dice have failed me.
Wouldn't we all?
They were doing so good too.
Yep.
After everyone kind of slowly wakes up, fine. Throughout the night, your kind of subconscious left you, though, Nia. You had to give up on fighting this thing. After 6 hours, your mental exhaustion just ended. But you do wake up. You can't see. And what you all see is this thing has created this entire, like, bubble around her human form head.
Rim.
Oh, my God.
It is starting to extremely hurt, almost to the point of starting lacerations into your neck. And this is probably how each of those guards lost their heads.
Oh, ew. Oh, so that's just the head?
Ew.
Anyway.
Good night, Irene.
So, after, like, say, 6 hours, which is apparently how much I got to rest for anyway, I would have noticed something.
Yes.
I don't know whether it might be prudent for me to try and do a thing or wake
up. Do you notice things while you're charging?
So I only have to charge for about 6 hours regardless. So oh, okay. I would be awake first. But the thing is, do I just ignore or do I try and do something about it? Probably wouldn't really do anything about it. Yeah.
Do you have consent?
I'll go into the actual other room instead of the seating area, the other room, and start cleaning up in there.
You head into the lab. You start polishing up everything, cleaning it. Yeah. This
I notice. Garbage. I'd like to say, I stand up. I look at the fact that Nia's now got no face, and then I move and just carry on.
This weird powder probably useless. This glass shattered, useless. Who this left this water out?
Tips it away.
Burns through the entire bag.
Okay.
So
I'll be busy cleaning.
Yeah. The other three, you wake up. And obviously that's what you see. You just hear from the alchemical lab, like, glasses tinking and like...
Oh no. And Daphne just runs away. Like, towards the clinking.
You see me dusting, like, a countertop or something? Like, cleaning down with a spray bottle?
What are you doing? No, that dust is important. It adds to the chemicals. No. Ah, the broken glass. Okay, I'm fine without there. Not in here. Handy, please. Please. Ooh, God, I think I need to sit down.
There are seats outside. You just came from there.
You first.
I don't need to sit down.
You need to stop cleaning. What?
Nia hasn't got a face.
And do you remember the last time that that stuff was, you know, growing on Nia? And I said, hey, when something weird like that happens, tell us.
You said if she dies, tell you.
Don't be a smart ass if he just like stomps up.
So
do you say anything when you wake up? You're just like sitting there in silence.
I kind of like wake up and see this and I'm in pain and in usual fashion, like, is, I guess, is anyone near me at, like, who's near me at this point since the other two are...
It would just be Francis, who's just making lip-smacking noises and waking up.
I kind of, like, try to sit up, and I'm, like, groaning, like I'm in pain, obviously, and I go, Francis.
Yeah, you're being too loud. What's up?
Okay, so I have something to explain to you real quick.
Yeah, what do you got? Holy!
Well, it's actually about to get even weirder. So, I polymorph again real quick. And this is where it gets kind of weird. My body kind of like contorts, and you see basically my I'm trying to think of how to describe this, making it as creepy and aberration as possible. My body basically contorts. You see my torso turn completely around. And my arms also reverse themselves, so they're the right way around. But, you know, my chest is facing back. I kind of, like, open the back of the shirt a bit, and you see eyes pop up on my back.
And you hear the noise.
am I able to see now that my eyes are no longer inside of the bubble?
Yeah, can you move your conscious around your body, or?
I would imagine I could.
Are you just like a big jelly? Because if you are jelly, then kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
You're just repositioning where things are.
Yeah. I think you just moved your eyes. I think your consciousness is still blind. And in pain, but you've now moved your eyes to the back of your head. And as you do that,
oh no, they're on my back.
Yeah, sorry, to the back here. And as you do that, you know, of course, Daphne walks back out to this creature.
The proper response Francis would have had was,
so much he clipped the mic.
Oh no, it's happening! Handy, get in here!
And I go, no, wait.
I come in.
Ready your crossbow!
I ready my crossbows.
I go, no, this isn't it. I've just done this so I can see. I don't know how to describe exactly, like, I don't know how to exactly explain this to all of you. But no, I'm still me right now. I'm just in a lot of pain, and I couldn't see at all, so...
I mean, if my eyes moved back there, I would be in pain, too.
Oh, no, it's no, it's all up here, and I kind of, like, point towards my head. So I can or I can't see?
Yes.
Scott.
You can see.
I can?
Yeah. But right now you're looking out the, like, front window that is slightly boarded up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this hurts a lot. This is really weird. I've never experienced this.
So can we make that thing now and, like, get rid of this? Or...
I don't or are you guys going to go outside?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go outside. I'm asking if we can make the potion thing again.
Yes. I will make the potion. I feel like Plan B is still a viable option, though, especially now.
Why are your eyes there?
Could use a little religion in my life right now. I think so.
You guys start to calm down. You hear a needle get put back on a record, and a gnome walks into the room carrying two coffees. He goes, okay, shit. Daphne, this is... Oh, dear God! And drops one, and as that coffee hits the floor, a flashbang flies through the window. And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Oh, fuck!
No!
thank you guys so much for watching. Hey, watching! Hey! Hey!
We're on TV, Ma!
Okay, now I have to say something weird. Watching, feeling, and listening to us. We always value all the time you guys take with us. Yeah, I can't wait for the new Love Sense where you get to feel my voice on the back of your neck.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like I'm really there. please follow us on all our socials on our new Twitch stream. Wow, that's wacky. That's crazy. Who set that up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I set this thing up, but I also have my own Twitch, Engines of the Stone. You can find me on YouTube as well and other stuff. Did you see my DM just fucking roll his eyes at me? What a dick. You can catch me, Engines of Stone, or one word on pretty much any social media. Let's move over. Who else has got stuff? Olive, have you got anything?
I'm on vacation.
Right, okay. Onyx, have you got anything? Where can we find you?
Yeah, you can find me over at Ready, Set, Roll, where I currently DM the current campaign, Divides, where they're in their final arc. And also on Roleplayers doing Monster of the Week stuff, which I need to send you those links for.
Yes, please. You're only going to be like an episode and a half behind.
Yeah.
And Coop.
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube under Cooper Maniac, where I mainly do Minecraft stuff. Oh, bye.
See you later, Sky.
Oh, he just straight up dropped out.
Welcome back.
My Discord just closed. I was like, this is fun. Anyways, you don't get to see my face anymore, but yeah, I'm still here. Neat.
Yeah,
where
Sky,
can we find you, Sky?
Yeah, I was going to say, other than this, where can we find you?
You can find me on Skylar Twitter. Wow.
Skylar Twitter?
Yes!
Everyone's Skylar Twitter. Alpha.
I'm the new Musk. I'm a Skylar Carter on Twitter and on Instagram. Please follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, if you like what we do, it's always helpful to grab a follow or give us a comment. Let me know how you liking the show, or if you really hate it. I don't want to hear it. when does this come out? Is this Halloween week?
Oh,
yeah, it's getting spooky. All
right, fucking on. All right, you guys have a happy Halloween.
How do you do that?
We will see you guys soon.
That sounded so sad.
Alright, cut the episode. Bye.
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 What the fuck?